Hey y'all, welcome to the Silver Spoon Podcast. I'm your host, Kennedy Alsop. Alrighty y'all, so today we are going to talk about the 2008 credit crisis. If you are around the same age as me, which is 28 or younger, you would have been in middle school at the oldest, which means your awareness of this period of financial crisis honestly may be non-existent. So we're going to start with a little breakdown of what happened, and then we're going to talk about how it impacted the average person and what we can learn from it as the quote-unquote new adults. Let's rewind to the mid-2000s. Everybody was wearing skinny jeans, Abercrombie and Fitch, and Uggs. We were setting up our Facebook accounts on our iPhone 3Gs, and we were probably reading Twilight if you were in middle school. If you were an adult, you were probably buying a house. The housing market was booming, fueled by a wave of easy lending. Banks were issuing mortgages even to borrowers that had very shaky credit histories. These subprime mortgages came bundled together into complex financial instruments called mortgage-backed securities. So just imagine a bunch of loans packaged together like a nice fruit basket. The idea was that even if some loans or some pieces of fruit went bad, the overall basket would still be valuable. But here's the problem. As housing prices started to fall, those subprime mortgages began to default. People simply couldn't afford their repayments. So the overall basket of mortgages began to lose its value, and it became very toxic for the financial institutions that held them. Banks became wary of lending and started to fear more defaults. This credit crunch choked off the flow of money and eventually crippled the economy. The consequences were pretty severe. Major financial institutions collapsed. The stock market plummeted. Many people lost their jobs, their homes, and their savings. So, what are the key takeaways for us as the new adults holding jobs, maybe looking to buy homes and save for retirement, among other things? First is that we want to beware of easy debt. Do not get caught up in the hype of easy credit. Only borrow what you can comfortably repay, and understand the terms of your loan. If you are getting a house and you are approved for $500,000, do not get a $500,000 house. If you have a credit card and you are approved for a $10,000 credit limit, do not go out and spend $10,000 on that credit card because you take part in false lifestyle inflation. Second, diversify your investments. Do not put all of your eggs in one basket. Make sure you spread your investments across different asset classes so that you can mitigate risk. Third, build an emergency fund. Having a safety net of savings can help you weather any unexpected financial storm. The financial crisis of 2008 is a reminder of the importance of financial responsibility. By being informed consumers and making sound financial decisions, we can better prepare ourselves for whatever economic challenges come our way. Keep listening to the Silver Spoon Podcast. We'll keep you informed. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to rate the show and shout us out at the Silver Spoon Pod on Instagram and TikTok. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Be sure to share this episode link with a friend, because we all deserve a spoonful of abundance. Until next time.